Racketeur presents the Denver Mountain Park. Since 1912, when the Denver Mountain Park system was put into operation, the area has grown to nearly 30,000 acres of beautiful foothills, rugged canyons, and spectacular mountain peaks. The city-owned parks contain picnic grounds and wildlife preserves, numerous areas famous in history and legend, and some of the most breathtaking scenery in the Rocky Mountains. Each of the various parks may be visited separately, or the entire area may be covered in a single day's trip by following the 153-mile Prospector's Trail. The grave of William F. Cody, world-renowned as Buffalo Bill, is located atop Lookout Mountain. Ascending Lariat Trail, the visitor can see the city of Golden below and Denver to the east. Nearby is South Table Mountain, once a signal fire station of the Indians. On the summit of Lookout Mountain, the tomb of Buffalo Bill is surmounted by an American flag. On the path below the grave is Pahoski Teepee, which takes its name from the Pawnee nickname for the famous scout, meaning long hair. Here are paintings and photographs of Cody, rifles, knives, and buckskin clothing, and many other souvenirs of his long and adventurous life. These include posters used to advertise Annie Oakley and other members of his Wild West show with which he toured the world for the last 20 years of his life, and the saddlebags he used as a Pony Express rider at the age of 13. A winding road leads from Lookout Mountain past Genesee Mountain Picnic Grounds and Buffalo Preserve up the North Fork of Clear Creek to Black Hawk in Central City. In spring and summer, the mountain slopes are bright with wildflowers. There are lodgepole pines, so called because the Indians once used them as poles for their buffalo skin teepees. The creek bed is dotted with mounds of earth caused by placer mining, and mine tunnels can be seen among the spruce and aspen lining the canyon walls. Black Hawk and Central City are perched along the gulches where gold was first discovered in May 1859. The region has produced $85 million in gold and has been called the richest square mile on earth. When President Grant stayed at the Teller House in Central City in 1872, the entrance to the famous hotel was paved with solid silver ingots, valued at more than $12,000. Since 1932, Central City has become famous for another reason, the annual festival of drama and music presented at the Opera House. Built in 1878, the Opera House is constructed of native stone with walls 4 feet 6. Until the decline of the district in the early 1900s, the foremost actors of the day appeared on its stage. In 1932, the Ghost Theater of the West was restored to its original grandeur. Each summer, outstanding performers and productions recall the glories of the fabulous little kingdom of Guilford.